And before we go to the sports news, we're going to talk about the death of one very remarkable man today. Remarkable because he was the oldest man in Ireland. Kieran Mullooly, our Midlands correspondent, tell us more about Michael Lambert.
Yes, indeed, Anya. Michael Lambert, born in 1907, down there near Ballintubber in County Roscommon. In fact, Clunny-Grasson in Castlereagh was his near area. A man who went on to live, as we know, through two world wars, to civil war, and was a very active man throughout all his life. I was speaking to his son a few moments ago, Eamon, and he told me today about they've been reminiscing and, I suppose, celebrating his life more than anything today. He talked about the fact that when Michael was a young man, he spent many of his days at the old forge in Clunny-Grasson in Castlereagh, and he went on to say later that perhaps that was something to do with his long life, because he said at the end of his day in the forge, he would wash his hands in the water which had been used as a coolant by the blacksmith. And he always felt that this was helpful in terms of refreshing him. And the second reason he said for his long life, making it all the way to 107, he put down to another decision he made about 60 years ago when he gave up cigarettes. So there you go. The secret to long life.
Yes, it's never too late to quit, and it's never too late to get the benefits of it. It is just, I mean, a huge family. You mentioned you were talking to his son, 10 children, 22 grandchildren, and married to his wife, May, for 60 years. That's certainly something to celebrate in a life, isn't it?
That's right. And I think, Eamon, while the family are, of course, sad today, they are celebrating his life and his achievements. And they're talking about his time. He worked for many years with the Land Commission and with Roscommon County Council. He met up a few years ago with Luke Dolan, who up to that was the oldest living man in Ireland, a neighbour of his in Strokestown. But they talk about his activity and his active life, and something that perhaps that some of us nowadays take for granted, the absence of cars and travel. Many's the time, they say, that Michael Lambert cycled from their home in Castlereagh all the way to County Mayo to climb the Reek, which at Crowpatrick, which was not something to be taken lightly. He did that many, many times, according to Eamon. And as I say, at the end of the day, they're celebrating a life today, the death of Michael Lambert, who died yesterday at Port Youngclough Hospital in Ballinasloe.
All right, a hardy man certainly to undertake a cycle and a climb like that. May he rest in peace, and may his family have great joy as well in remembering.